Well, good morning. It is January 26, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Genesis 27, Matthew 26, Esther chapter 3, and Acts chapter 26. Let's get into the Word today. Genesis chapter 27. Start us out today. Now, it came about when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see that he called his older son Esau and said to him, "My son." And he said to him, "Here I am." And Isaac said, "Behold, now I am old and I do not know the day of my death. Now then, please take your gear, your quiver and your bow and go out to the field and hunt game for me and prepare a savory dish for me such as I love and bring it to me that I may eat so that my soul may bless you before I die." Rebekah was listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. And so when Esau went to the field to hunt for game to bring home, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Behold, I heard your father speak to your brother Esau, saying, 'Bring me some game and prepare a savory dish for me, that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, listen to me as I command you. Go out now to the flock and bring me two choice young goats from there, that I may prepare them as a savory dish for your father, such as he loves, and then you shall bring it to your father that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob answered his mother Rebekah, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, then I will be a deceiver in his sight, and I will bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." And so he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved. And then Rebekah took the best garments of Esau, her elder son, which were with her in his house or in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the young goats on her hands, on his hands, and on the smooth parts of his neck. And so also gave the savory food and the bread which she had made to her son Jacob. And then he came to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" And Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you have told me. Get up, please sit and eat of my game that you may bless me." And Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God caused it to happen to me." And then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come close, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." And so Jacob came close to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands, and so he blessed him. And he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he said, "I am." And so he said, "Bring it to me, and I will eat of my son's game, that I may bless you." And he brought it to him, and he ate. And he also brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Please come close and kiss me, my son." And so he came close and kissed him. And when he smelled the smell of his garments, he blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Now, may God give you of the dew of the heaven and of the fatness of the earth and an abundance of grain and new wine. May people serve you, and nation bow down to you, and be masters to your brothers, and may your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you." Now it came about as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had hardly gone out of the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And then he also made savory food, and brought it to his father, and he said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me." And Isaac, his father, said to him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." And then Isaac trembled violently and said, "Who was he then that hunted game and brought it to me so that I ate of all of it before you came and blessed him? Yes, and he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, my father." And he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing." And then he said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob, for he has supplanted me these two times? He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" But Isaac replied to Esau, "Behold, I have made him your master, and all of his relatives I have given to him as servants, with grain and new wine, and I have sustained him. Now, as for you then, what can I do, my son?" And Esau said to his father, Do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And so Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And then Isaac his father answered and said to him, Behold, away from the fertility of the earth shall be your dwelling, and away from the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and your brother and you shall serve. But it shall come about when you become restless that you will break his yoke from your neck. And so Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said to himself, The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. Now, when the words of her elder son Esau were reported to Rebekah, she sent and called her younger son Jacob and said to him, Behold, your brother Esau is consoling himself concerning you by planning to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise and flee to Haran, to my brother Laban, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury subsides, until your brother's anger against you subsides and he forgets what you did to him. And then I will send and get you from there. Why should I bereave of you both in one day? Rebekah said to Isaac, I am tired of living because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife from the daughters of Heth like these, from the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? That was Genesis chapter 27. Let's move on over to our next reading, Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26. Now, when Jesus had finished all these words, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man is to be handed over for crucifixion. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest named Caiaphas, and they plotted together to seize Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they were saying, Not during the festival, otherwise a riot might occur among the people. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany, at the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, Why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, Why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her. Then one of the 12, named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, What are you willing to give me to betray him to you? And they weighed out 30 pieces of silver for him. And from then on he began looking for a good opportunity to betray Jesus. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, The teacher says, My time is near. I am to keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had directed him, and they prepared the Passover. Now, when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples, and they were eating. And he said, Truly I say to you, that one of you will betray me. And being deeply grieved, they each one began to say to him, Surely not I, Lord. And he answered, He who dipped his hand with me in the bowl is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man is to go, just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man that he had not been born. And Judas, who was betraying him, said, Surely it is not I, Rabbi. And Jesus said to him, You have said it yourself. Now while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, You will all fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you to Galilee. But Peter said to him, Even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away. And Jesus said to him, Truly, I say to you that this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And Peter said to him, Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And all the disciples said the same thing too. And then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, Sit here while I go over there and pray. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and distressed. And then he said to them, My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again a second time and prayed, saying, Father, if this cannot pass away until I drink it, your will be done. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. And then he came to the disciples and said, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came up, accompanied by a large crowd with swords and clubs, who came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he who was betraying him gave them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him. And immediately Judas went to Jesus and said, Hail, Rabbi, and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, Friend, do what you have come for. And then they came and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus reached and drew out his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. And then Jesus said to him, Put your sword back in its place, for all who take up the sword shall perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and that he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? And how then will the scriptures be fulfilled which say that it must happen this way? And at that time Jesus said to the crowds, Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as you would against a robber? Every day I used to sit in the temple searching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place to fulfill the scriptures of the prophets. And then all the disciples left him and fled. And those who had seized Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. And Peter was following him at a distance as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and entered in and sat down with the officers to see the outcome. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain false testimonies against Jesus so that they might put him to death. And they did not find any, even though many false witnesses came forward. But later on, two came forward and said, This man stated, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days. And then the high priest stood up and said to him, Do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you? But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest said to him, I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, You have said it yourself. Nevertheless, I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, coming on the clouds of heaven. And then the high priest tore his robe and said, He has blasphemed. And what further need do you have of witnesses? Behold, you have now heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they answered, He deserves death. And then they spat in his face and beat him with their fists. And others slapped him and said, Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is the one who hit you? Now Peter was sitting outside the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him and said, You too were with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied it in front of them all, saying, I do not know what you're talking about. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another servant girl saw him and said to those who were there, This man was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied it with an oath, I do not know the man. And a little later the bystanders came up and said to Peter, Surely you too are one of them, for even the way you talk gives you away. And then he began to curse and swear, I do not know the man. And immediately a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the words which Jesus had said, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. That was Matthew chapter 26. Let's move on over to our next reading in Esther. Esther chapter 3. Esther chapter 3. After these events, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him, and established his authority over all the princes who were with him. And all the king's servants who were at the king's gate bowed down and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage. And then the king's servants who were at the king's gate said to Mordecai, why are you transgressing the king's command? Now it was when they had spoken daily to him, and he would not listen to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's reason would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage to him, Haman was filled with rage. But he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him who the people of Mordecai were. And therefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, for the people of Mordecai who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus. In the first month, which is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus Pur, that is, the lot, was cast before Haman from day to day, and from month to month, until the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. And then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from those of all the people, and they do not observe the king's laws, and so it is not in the king's interest to let them remain. If it is pleasing to the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who carry on the king's business to put into the king's treasury. Then the king took his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Harimatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. And then the king said to Haman, the silver is yours, and the people also, to do with them as you please. And then the king's scribes were summoned on the 13th day of the first month. And as it was written, just as Haman commanded to the king's satraps, to the governors who were over each province, and to the princes of each people, each province according to its script, each people according to its language, being written in the name of King Ahasuerus, and sealed with the king's signet ring, and letters sent by couriers to all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all the Jews, both young and old, women and children, in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to seize their possessions as plunder. A copy of the edict to be issued as law in every province was published to all the people so that they should be ready for this day. And the couriers went out and impelled by the king's command while the decree was issued in the citadel of Susa, and while the king and Haman sat down to drink, the city of Susa was in confusion. That was Esther chapter 3. Let's move on over to our final reading. We're going to read Acts chapter 26 today. Acts 26. Acts 26. Agrippa said to Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself. And then Paul stretched out his hand and proceeded to make his defense. In regard to all the things of which I am accused by the Jews, I consider myself fortunate, King Agrippa, that I am about to make my defense before you today, especially because you are an expert in all customs and questions among the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. And so then, all the Jews know my manner of life from my youth up, which from the beginning was spent among my own nation and at Jerusalem. And since they have known about me for a long time, if they are willing to testify that I lived as a Pharisee according to the strictest sect of our religion, and now I am standing trial for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers, the promise to which our 12 tribes hope to attain as they earnestly serve God night and day. And for this hope, O King, I am being accused by the Jews. And why is it considered incredible among you people if God does raise the dead? And so then, I thought to myself that I had to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And this is just what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, but also when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them. And as I punished them often in the synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme. And being furiously enraged at them, I kept pursuing them, even to foreign cities. And while so engaged, as I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests, at midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me, and those who were journeying with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Get up and stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things which I will appear to you, rescuing you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance amongst those who have been sanctified by faith in me. And so, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to this heavenly vision, but kept declaring both to those of Damascus first, and also at Jerusalem, and then throughout all of the region of Judea, and even to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance. For this reason, some Jews seized me in the temple and tried to put me to death. And so, having obtained help from God, I stand to this day testifying both to small and to great, stating nothing but what the prophets and Moses said was going to take place, and that the Christ was to suffer, and that by reason of his resurrection from the dead, that he would be the first to proclaim light both to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. And while Paul was saying this in his defense, Festus said in a loud voice, "Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you mad." But Paul said, "I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I utter words of sober truth. For the king knows about these matters, and I speak to him also with confidence, since I am persuaded that none of these things escape his notice, for this has not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe in the prophets? I know you do." Agrippa replied to Paul, "In a short time you will persuade me to be a Christian." And Paul said, "I would wish to God that whether in a short time or a long time, not only you, but also all who hear me this day might become such as I am, except for these chains." The king stood up, and the governor and Bernice and those who were sitting with them, and when they had gone aside, they began talking to one another, saying, "This man is not doing anything worthy of death or imprisonment." And Agrippa said to Festus, "This man might have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." That was Acts chapter 26, and that was our reading today for January 26, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. If you haven't already done so, be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, if you get a couple days behind or whatever, or a day or whatever, make sure to go back and watch that. I encourage you to stick with it and get up to date with your Bible reading so that, you know, we're all on the same schedule, so to speak. But even if that's the case, do what you can. Stick with it. Leave your comments. Leave your reactions, because in a couple days, just a couple short days, next Tuesday, you will have been reading the Bible every day for January 2023, and that's a really, 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 really cool thing. And then before you know it, it'll be February and March and April and May, and then the whole year, and so it's a cool thing. But with that said, thank you all so much for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you so much for your grace. Lord, I thank you so much for stories like King Agrippa and Paul's witness to him and his boldness to share his testimony and indeed the truths about Jesus Christ. And God, we don't know what happened with King Agrippa, but we do know that he was almost convinced to be a Christian. And Lord, I would pray today that we would be about the business of striving to convince people to be Christians. Lord, we know we can't do that without your power. We know, God, that you need to do the ultimate convincing to change the heart of stone to a heart of flesh. But, Lord, oh, Lord, give us a boldness, Lord, to bring that gospel message to those around us, Lord. If you give us opportunities to share Jesus with somebody, Lord, may we take them. May we take them, and may we take them serious. And, Lord, may you give the increase. May you give the growth, Lord. Our world needs the gospel. The people around us need the gospel. And so, Lord, help us, help us, help us, help us today, Lord, to be able to witness for you. Lord, we love you, and we praise you, and we give you the glory, and I just pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters now. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.